The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
This is the Jackie Jones Challenge. Now here's your host, Jackie Jones.
Hi, thank you for joining me on the Jackie Jones Challenge. And my guest today is William Patterson. And he's a friend of mine and a regular guest. And from time to time, I get emails. And this one I got from thebaronseries.com. Or baronseries.com is where you go to get to his website. But the newsletter I got was talking about how to overcome your psychological and action barriers to success. So I immediately called William up, and I was like, let's talk about that. Because there's so many people who kind of just spin their wheels. They have great ideas, or they're visionaries, or whatever, but they never get out of the block. So, William, thanks for joining me today, and let's talk about that.
Well, Jackie, thank you for having me on the show. It's an absolute pleasure. And this is a really important topic because it deals with the barriers that people don't see. And a lot of times when a person is struggling, either they're struggling financially or they're struggling in their careers, and they can see, well, this person is doing this to me, or this opportunity just didn't happen for me, but they don't see the things that they're doing that are holding themselves back, and they also don't understand a lot of the emotional blocks that have been placed in their way. So what we've done is we've come up with a program and a way to kind of diagnose many of these psychological barriers and also some of the action barriers or the things that are holding them back from taking the actions that can move them closer toward their success goals.
Okay. So how do you define a person that has barriers? Because some people are just lazy, I guess. I don't know if they're lazy or they're just not going to do anything. But then there's people who really just need someone, I guess, to guide them or direct them. How do you work with different people?
Well, it definitely starts with helping a person to find their passion. But we have a series of what we call quizzes or assessments that we put a person through to help identify those major psychological barriers. A lot of what we deal with has to do with business and personal finance. So that's really where we focus on those psychological barriers and those action barriers that hold a person back from really living the financial life of their dreams or building a successful business. So one of the things that we try to do is identify the underlying feelings that money represents for a person. And a lot of times we hear that money is the leading cause of divorce. And there's kind of some conflicting studies out there, and for a lot of people it's easy to say, well, we broke up because of money problems, but they don't really look at what the money represented in their life. Was it freedom? Was it control? Was it dependency, security, self-worth? So it's important to really identify what money represents for that person, and then to look at their belief system. Are they a person who constantly deals with negative thinking? And I'm sure a lot of people will look at questions and they may say they hear a great piece of medical advice or health advice or financial advice, and they say, that makes a lot of sense. It's something I should do, but they don't do it. Or they feel that they could achieve a greater level of success, but for some reason those plans never gain momentum. And they begin to sabotage their success by engaging in low-level activities. So what we do is we look at what is actually behind the mental block, the things that are causing that person to sabotage their success. So we begin to break that down and look at the fear of success, the fear of failure, the causes of procrastination, their reluctance to seek help. All of these different things are important to identify as psychological barriers to a person's success.
Okay. Now, when you're dealing with, have you ever dealt with say you are dealing with a business person and you find out that the barrier is their partner, their spouse, how do you handle that? Would you do a team type coaching?
Oh, absolutely. We do actually work with a lot of couples and helping partners to develop better working relationships, because it all begins with creating the proper environment. And it's very difficult to achieve success when someone who's very close to you is extremely negative, mm-hmm. or really just has a completely different mindset. So it is absolutely important to do, let's say, a coaching with your spouse or to do coaching with a team or group. If you're working with this other individual or this other group of people and they are a great influencer or have a significant role in your business or in your personal finances. So it is important for people to get on the same page and to understand the barriers that the other person might have, because it's difficult for the average person to overcome, let's say, years of negative conditioning, or sometimes even generations of negative conditioning, when you may have a grandparent, you may have had a parent who didn't have a very successful relationship with money or a very healthy relationship with money or even their health. And then that begins to be passed down to the child. And when you look at how your parents worked with money, you look at how your parents lived their life, and there were some good things and there were some bad things. But a lot of times those bad habits and those fears and phobias can be passed down to the children. So it's important to identify those and to put together some steps so that you can overcome those barriers.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know, you know, when you talked about that generally or being passed down, you know, your environment and things like that. Have you ever come across someone who just, they're not going to be changed because it's just so ingrained in them, you know, they're just, self-esteem has been beat down or whatever case it is, and they just cannot see that there is an opportunity for them to become successful?
Well, there's always an opportunity to change, but it has to start with the person wanting to change. Mm-hmm. Now, there are some people who will do kind of the intervention type of situation where it's either, look, you're going to make a change, or this spouse is going to leave that person, or this business relationship is going to be severed. There are certain people who are just kind of bent on destruction. So it is important for you to look at the people that you surround yourself with and begin to change how you relate to that person. So it is possible for a person to change no matter where they're starting from, but they do have to have or do have to make that decision to say, I want something better for my life. And if you have a person that's at least willing to make that decision, you can start to help them to take those corrective actions to overcome those psychological barriers and those action barriers.
Okay. So do you have some action steps you can share that people can start to use in their lives to begin to move in that direction?
Absolutely. The big one is a coach. We're definitely huge advocates of coaching. It's a service that we provide, and we know the effectiveness of it. When you look at a person, and there's a study from the Society of Training and Development that said the probability of you hearing an idea and achieving a goal is 10%. If you plan how you're going to achieve that goal, it jumps to 50%. But if you have someone who's going to help you with the plan and who's going to hold you accountable, the probability of you achieving that goal jumps to 95%. So you can nearly double your chance of success by having someone who can coach you through and hold you accountable. And most people realize just that by reading a book on golf, you're not going to become Tiger Woods or running one lap around a track. You're not going to be able to compete with Olympic athletes. It really takes the coaching and the training to reach the higher level of success and to be able to overcome the negative barriers and develop the skills, the tools, the training, and the discipline. So a coach is definitely a big one. The next one is to establish some goals and a corrective action plan, and you'll go through some exercises to change your limiting thoughts and beliefs. You'll also begin to seek some relevant education and training and learn to leverage appropriate vehicles and tools that can help you achieve success.
A lot of stuff. Now, when you work with someone as a coach, what does that look like? You know, is it a one-hour a week commitment, or what is someone getting themselves into working with a coach?
It really varies depending on the client's needs. Typically, our coaching program we do in five-hour blocks, and then we have some people who are just on a regular coaching schedule. Everyone is at a different state. And we, of course, have people who can't pay their next bill, the people who are running multimillion-dollar corporations. On the business side, we have people who are operating T-shirt businesses in Florida and other people who are doing manufacturing plants in China. So it really is going to vary depending on the student's needs. But at its most basic level, what we typically do is a series of assessments where we do needs assessments and we do skills assessments, and then we also do the psychological piece where we can help a person identify the barriers that are holding them back. We also identify the skills and the assets and not necessarily financial assets, but things such as relationships, things such as skills that can be transferred into the business arena, into the financial arena. And then we also look at their goals, and we look at that relative to their timeline, and we put together a real action plan that can achieve success results in a very short period of time. And through our coaching program, we're typically able to increase a person's net worth by about 20%, or we're able to increase the revenues of a business by about 20%. And in some instances, we've been able to double the revenues of companies in less than a year.
Now, what about a person who, you know, has that desire for success but doesn't know what they want to do? Are you able to help them?
Absolutely.
You know?
And those are really the people that you can make the most significant impact with, is because they're starting from ground zero. So there's only you can only go up at that point. But there are a lot. We have over 200 accelerators through business and financial accelerators through our approach to Barron solution. So we can quickly identify the constraints that you're faced with. We have people that are working. It was a gentleman named Michael. He thought he was living paycheck to paycheck, and we were able to find $12,000 in his budget without changing his current lifestyle, just by making some small adjustments here and there and getting him more disciplined in the habits of saving and investing. So $12,000, and that was just with his own income. And a lot of people have great assets at their disposal, but they just don't realize it. So it's just about restructuring some things, and then you can really step it up and begin to use some of these other accelerators that we have available through the Barron solution.
Now, what are some of the assets that people might be overlooking that they don't realize they do have?
Well, one big one is the relationships. A lot of people don't realize this concept of 6 degrees of separation, that there's a chain of six people that separates everyone in the world from everyone else. And if you really took a moment to look at your network, you would see that you have access to so many people. And it's just a matter of understanding the value and the benefit that you can create for these different individuals. So if you need to get to a person, you can certainly do that, but you want to take some time to structure a proposal that makes sense. You want to take time to create a product or service that may make sense to leverage that relationship. But if you look at a person's network, you'll see a lot of great things that can be done. And what we do through the coaching program is we help a person to identify a product or service that can be leveraged through their existing network. And then we also help them to reach out to some of the other networks that may make sense in terms of marketing, promotion, or even developing skills.
Wow, sounds fantabulous. Now tell us, what's on the website? I know you have great resources. What do you have there now?
Yes, we have over 500 wealth-building resources. These are everything from podcasts to articles to actually products. We have over 150 wealth-building products on the site. And we have, as I mentioned, through the business coaching program, we also, and the wealth coaching program that we do, we have 200 business and financial accelerators. So we can help you walk through the Barron 5-step action plan for building wealth, which is getting control of your debt. Most people can become completely debt-free using only their own income in 5 to 7 years. And that includes mortgages, student loans, car loans, all of that, in just 5 to 7 years. Next, we can help you put in place a cash reserve so that you will have sufficient money to take advantage of investment opportunities and also cover emergencies, put in place a long-term portfolio so that you can have hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, by the time you retire. And then we also help you develop a cash flow portfolio where you learn to create and acquire assets that produce income. And then the fifth piece, which I love, is the entrepreneurship piece. This is really where we help you to tap into your passion and use your great idea to dominate as an industry baron or baroness.
Hey, so go to baronseries.com to get that information, baronseries.com. Anything else you have to share today, William?
Sure. We're actually giving away $297 in free gifts. You'll see a little gift box on the homepage, so I definitely encourage people to take advantage of those audio gifts to learn how you can rapidly begin to improve your personal finances and also start your own home-based business. A home-based business is a great way to or even a small business is going to be a great way to increase your tax deductions and immediately increase your cash flow. So you can generate these tax deductions and work with your accountant to begin to adjust your withholdings if you're working a job, and that'll add an immediate $100 to $200 to your paycheck. So that's something that everyone can do right now to begin to build more wealth.
Get those audios, sign up for the newsletter so you can stay on top of it like I do.
Definitely.
William, it's a pleasure as always to have you on. You're always full of useful information.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Anytime. I'd love to be on the show.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Jackie Jones Challenge. To find out how you can host your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.